Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Well, thank you for tuning in today. And thank you, dear listeners who wrote this past week. I'm so grateful. I love hearing from you. And if you've been listening for 10 days or 10 years and have never written to me, I hope you'll do it this week. And in these times of the virus isolation, I really need to hear from you more than ever. You know, with all the storms right now going across the country, growing up in South Dakota, I loved the dramatic thunderstorms we had, with lightning bolts and huge sheets of rain that would blanket the dry soil. Well, whether in South Dakota, the California desert, the Holy Land, or other arid regions of the world, water produces wonderful changes in the soil. I remember in South Dakota, growing up as a child, that Grandpa and I sometimes drove across the prairie checking his cattle. If it was after a spring rain, we would see the prairie cactus, their clumps of leaves with long, sharp needles bursting with hot pink and red, waxy-looking flowers. Likewise in the Holy Land, after a rainstorm, dry ground can seemingly sprout vegetation overnight. Well, the ancient prophet Isaiah used the rain's renewal to illustrate. He wrote, as though God was speaking to us, the rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the rain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to and will prosper everywhere I send it. It will not return void. That was in Isaiah 55. Well, the Bible is spiritually alive, and that's why it doesn't return void. Whenever our hearts are open, God's Word, the Bible, will bring us refreshment, spiritual nourishment, and new life. You know, there's a song that says, you're never alone, for the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. So stop a moment and let those words bring you comfort. And here is Linda Randall singing, God on the Mountain.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't you stay, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go on the mountain, but talk comes so easy when life's at its best.
now it's down the valley of trials and temptation. That's where your faith is really put to the test.
God is the God of our mountains and our valleys. And if it seems like you've been in the valley lately, just talk to Jesus. He'll be with you. Yes, talking to Jesus is what we call prayer. And the other day I was thinking of all kinds of different kinds of prayer. In Montana, when my grandchildren were small, their house was on the side of a small hill, and so at the first snow, the sleds were brought out of the garage and they'd swoop down the hill for about 30 seconds and then trudge back up the hill and do it all over again. As they became a little older, they first learned to snowboard on that same hill, sliding down for those 20 seconds and then back up again. Well, last year we took our now teenage grandsons out to Lost Trails Ski Resort for some snowboarding. They rode the chairs up to the top of the mountain and then descended at incredible speed down the mountain for about 30 minutes. 30 seconds down the hill in their backyard or 30 minutes down the mountain at Lost Trails. Both is called snowboarding, but there is a difference, isn't it? Well, I've been thinking about snowboarding in relationship to prayer. Sometimes we do a 30-second prayer. A quick, spur-of-the-moment kind of prayer, usually when we need help. At other times, we end up praying down the mountain. That's an extended, intense time of prayer that requires our concentration and passion, worshiping God and taking our needs to the Lord. Both kinds of prayer, the 30-second prayer and the 30 minutes or longer prayer, has their place and are vital in our lives. Jesus prayed often and for extended periods of time. It says in Luke 6:12, "Now it came to pass in those days that Jesus went out the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God." Yes, even Jesus, when he was facing huge issues in his life, prayed. Well, there's a song assuring us that whatever need we have, we can call on the name of Jesus. The title is, "I Will Call Upon the Lord," and it's from a CD called America's Favorites.
Peace.
Oh, what a wonderful promise. We can call upon the Lord, no matter how dark and difficult our life seems. Yes, we can be thankful for His promises to us. According to a prominent Duke University Medical Center researcher, he wrote, "If thankfulness were a drug, it would be the world's best-selling product with health benefits for every major organ in our body." Well, when I read that statement in one of my health newsletters, I thought, wow, who knew? Just being thankful helps our bodies to be more healthy. Well, the good doctor went on to explain that a thankful person, an attitude of gratitude, not only enriches our relationships, but the very act of expressing our thankfulness helps lower our blood pressure and increases our circulation, bringing oxygen to our brain and thereby even improving our mood as more oxygen flows to the brain. You know, sometimes it's easy to be thankful for what we get, an act of kindness to us, a surprise gift for our birthday, flowers from someone we love. But being thankful with health benefits, I think, means living with an attitude of gratitude. The Bible even takes being thankful to a deeper level. The act of giving thanks causes us to recognize the one, Jesus, who provides our blessings. The Apostle James expressed it well. In James 1:17, he wrote, "Every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." King David also wrote about being thankful in 1 Chronicles 16:8. He wrote, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples." Well, that sounds like David is telling us to express our thanks, rejoicing in God's greatness, thanking God for His creative power, for His love and His mercy and care extended toward us every day. Yes, being thankful for the good things in our lives benefits our relationships and our bodies. But directing our thanks to God, the giver of all good things, also benefits our soul and our bodies. Well, Don Moen sings a song that reminds us to be thankful. Here he is. "Give thanks with a grateful heart."
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given. Jesus Christ, His Son, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given. Jesus Christ.
Yes, give thanks with a grateful heart. It's a wonderful way to live. You know, earlier I mentioned the thankfulness drug, as a Duke University researcher called it. He said that being thankful brings health to the organs in our body. Well, Dr. Barbara Fredrickson, a professor at the University of North Carolina, also says that we should develop habits of optimism, whether facing a difficult medical diagnosis or a pile of dirty laundry. She says we should look for activities that build joy, love, and other positive feelings in our lives, in spite of our circumstances. Well, Psalm 37 gives us positive actions that we can take as an antidote to pessimism and discouragement. King David outlines what we can do to boost our mood when we're struggling in our life. He wrote in verse 3, "Trust in the Lord, do good, feed on God's faithfulness." I think feeding on God's faithfulness means reading the Bible, so we will know all the ways that God's faithfulness is showered upon us. Verse 4, delight in the Lord. Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord, trust Him. That also means to trust even when things don't go right, deciding that we can trust God to help us no matter what's happening in our life. Verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him and do not fret. Well, sometimes that's hard to do, isn't it, when stressful situations arise? But I think for me, anyway, we can work at making Psalm 37 a reality in our lives because of the love that Jesus has for us. There's a song that says, when Jesus was on the cross, we were on His mind. It says, the look of love was on His face, the crown of thorns was on His head. Yet when He was on the cross, He had me on His mind. And you too, dear friend. No matter where you live or what your circumstances are, Jesus loves you and He has you on His mind. Now here's Kenneth Copeland singing, when He was on the cross, He had me on His mind.
He walked the streets to Calvary, the rugged cross He bore. The crowd stood by and watched this man. They'd heard him preach before. No one could ever be worthy of such love I'd never find. When He was on the cross, I was on His mind. The look of love was on His face, the thorns on His head, the blood that stained His scarlet robe had stained His crimson red. His eyes were on the crowd that day, yet He looked ahead in time. When He was on the cross, I was on His mind. He knew me, yeah. Such mercy.
wonderful song. Just imagine, you were on the mind of Jesus when he was crucified on the cross. Yes, our God is not only great and powerful, but he loves you. He cares about you, and he promises you that he will never leave you or forsake you if you ask him to be with you. Yes, that's our God. He's a great God, the God above all gods. Well, in addition to talking about how much God loves and cares for us, I've been talking about scientific discoveries or principles we can live by to help us live happier lives. Dr. Fredrickson wrote, "Who we become depends in part on whom we love." Well, this is not a new discovery, but an ancient truth. The most important commandment that God gave to his people affirms that when we love God, we will be blessed. It says in Deuteronomy 6:5, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." And then in the Gospel of Luke, we learn that Jesus added the word mind. He said, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and with all your mind." So, what scientists are now just discovering, the Bible taught thousands of years ago. Yes, when we make God the object of our love, when our minds are focused on him, our lives will be more fulfilled and blessed. In fact, during his time on earth, Jesus reinforced these ideas over and over. Well, you know, sometimes I meet people in a store or restaurant, and when they ask what I do, I tell them about Psalms of Hope on the local station. Sometimes they've listened, but haven't written in to let me know they're there. So, don't be like that. Don't expect someone else to write in, whether you're in Pennsylvania, South Carolina, California, Washington, Utah, Australia, Africa, the Holy Land, the Middle East, any of the other areas where you hear this program. Write or email me today. I need to hear from you, which helps me know I should continue on your station. And since my program is listener-supported, I need your help to stay on your station. I don't take a salary, so your gifts go directly to pay for airtime on your station. So write to me today. And until next time, remember, my prayer for you is that you will put your trust and hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. That's Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in him.